Welcome to Hips of Mama. I'm Thea, and on tonight's show, I just want to talk about ways that work from home moms can have better time management. I'm also a work from home mom, and I have a very active 3-year-old girl. And I will admit there are times when it gets really challenging to complete my assignments. And on a lot of my work is done online, and I do find it challenging sometimes to complete assignments while also trying to care for her and make sure that I'm fully present in my daughter's life. And that is one of the reasons I became a single stay-at-home mom, is so that I can be fully present with her while also doing the best I can by her financially by providing a good source of income through online work. And I would say the bulk of my work so far has been with freelance writing. I have dabbled in other types of online work, but so far I find freelance writing to be the most flexible for me right now because I have a little girl, and she's in a stage of life where she can be clingy at times, and also she does require a great deal of attention, which is fine with me because I love being with my little girl, and that is one of my main motivations for transitioning into life as a work from home single mom, because I wanted to spend as much time with her as possible and to pour into her life and really be present and raising her and not just handing her off to a daycare or just handing her off to a babysitter while and missing out on her most formative years. So that's really what motivates me as a work from home mom. But I also know that income has to be earned. So in the past, I have found it challenging to work from home while raising her, but that I have come across some strategies and so far they have been working. But I also know there also might be seasons of life in the future where I will have to adjust my work schedule a bit, tweak the schedule some, so that I can be efficient with my work while not neglecting the needs of my daughter. So on tonight's show, I'm going to share some of those strategies with you all tonight. And the topic is time management tips for work from home moms. So let's jump right into the broadcast, shall we? Okay, so one of the things that I find that works right now, because my daughter is a toddler and she's and I will say there are times when she doesn't nap. Actually, over the past few weeks, a mom, she has been dropping her nap, so she just naps sporadically as opposed to every day the way she used to when she was an infant. Going up until, I'll say, age 3 or so, she would have a nap. It used to be when she was an infant, she would have a mid-morning nap and then an afternoon nap, so altogether that was 2 naps. But now, since she turned 3, it is now down to 1 nap, and then there have been times when there'll be no naps. But this leads me to my first tip. So if you want to balance working from home with raising your child, especially when they're really young, for example, in the toddler's years, sometimes the only time you can really get work done is early in the morning when your baby takes a nap during the afternoon and late at night. And I find that those 3 times of the day were I call those my 3 power hours during the day that I can really go hard and hustle hard and getting work done online. I understand that you want to, for those who are of the type A personality, they want to soak up a lot of time during the day to get the online work done or whatever type of work that you're doing from home while still being there for your little ones. But there are times, depending on what age your child is, there are times when you just might not be able to get so much done. And within a certain amount of time during the day, you may have to wait early in the morning. You may have to wake up before your child. These days, that's what I'm doing now. What I find myself doing now is waking up at 6 a.m. So I'll get up at 6 a.m. early in the morning because I know my daughter gets up between 8:30 and 9. So at night, I set my timer for 6 a.m. and I hop up at 6 a.m. after having some time of meditation. I'll grab my coffee and I'll either listen to different podcasts, watch some YouTube videos, or I might listen to sermons. As a Christian, I want to make sure that I'm soaking myself in God's word in any way that I can. So I'll do that in the morning. Then I'll go straight to my assignments, and I'll just start working on articles until my daughter wakes up around 8:30. Now, since my daughter has gotten a little bit independent with certain skills, and we also live in a multi-generational household, so it's not just me here. It's my parents, my brother, and my aunt. So we all live in the same house. So she'll go from room to room. So during those times, I like to take advantage of those times to get work done when I can. I'll do that from time to time, but most of my work is done early in the morning. I like to wake up before she does. So this is a strategy that you might want to use if you find it's getting if you find it to be a little challenging to look after your little one while trying to work from home. Yeah, you might have to accept the fact that she'll have to wake up a little earlier. Also, it's good to take advantage of nap time if you don't have any other household chores to do. I'm not saying you want to just let your home be chaotic. Of course, you want to always schedule your time for housework and things like that. And so if there's any so that you might want to schedule the nap times for household chores, for things like that, and not just for your online work or your assignments. So in other words, you can do your assignments early in the morning, and then if you're lucky enough to for your, if you're lucky enough to have a nap time, if your child is still takes naps and hasn't completely dropped the nap, you can use the nap times as your power hour for just some speed cleaning. I'm not talking about deep cleaning or anything like that. You probably have to schedule a good few hours for that. But just some basic speed cleaning. For example, you might have to put some loads of laundry in or fold clothes, wash dishes, do some meal prep. Just basic household chores. You can use the nap time for that. And once you're done with those, then you can return. You can use the remainder of your little one's nap time to finish out any online work, any work from home assignments that you have to do, anything pertaining to your work. You can use nap time for that. And also, another thing is sometimes you might have to stay up a little late, past your little one's bedtime. Now, I don't always recommend this because I'm a strong advocate of getting adequate sleep. I think we all should sleep as early as possible. We should try to get enough hours of sleep. But for those of us who work from home and who are moms and we have little ones, sometimes the only time we can really go hard on our assignments is late at night. And that's the hours that can be between the hours of 9 p.m. up until 1 a.m. There have been times when I would be up till 2 a.m. doing recordings, or I'm working on articles for clients. I'm trying to do things for YouTube, or I might be doing research for a podcast. A lot of this I do late at night. And so as soon as I put my little one down to sleep, like tonight, she it just I just I was just lucky enough to be able to put her down for her bedtime before 11 p.m. Because there have been times when she won't go to bed till after 11, sometimes 11:30. There are nights like that when it's very difficult to get her to go to bed. It can be a challenge. But the past few nights, it hasn't been too hard. And it really hasn't. She's been going to bed a little after 10, sometimes 10:30 instead of 11:30. And so I take advantage of those nights to do my recordings for podcasts, or I just finish writing. I'll do research. So sometimes if you're a work from home mom and you have a toddler and they're active all day, they haven't been taking naps, and you're wondering, when am I going to get something done? Sometimes you may have to do some things late at night while they're sleeping. Now, I don't recommend that you stay up every night till 2 a.m., but there are times when you may have to do that. There are times when that you just have to you have to be a night owl at various times throughout your life as a work from home mom if you want to manage your time wisely and get things done whilst not neglecting your child. So that's one thing I recommend. Another thing too is another good way to manage your time as a work from home mom is to delegate. That's right. You want to delegate some tasks to your child that are age appropriate, and make sure they're appropriate for their age. But you want to teach your child as much independence as possible. You want to teach them important life skills so that they can do these things on their own, and that's less for you to do. For example, I'm picking up toys. This is something my little 3-year-old has been learning how to do since she was 2, and she's almost 4. She'll be 4 in July. So for about past 1.5, about year past year and a half, I've been training her to pick up her toys, how to put our little bag that we have in our we have a small waste basket in my room, and I tie it up. And she brings it. She every morning she takes it and brings it to the main garbage bag in the kitchen. And so that's one thing she does. She knows how to pick up toys. She even picks out her own night clothes. Now she opens the drawer and picks out her own night clothes. She can dress herself a little bit. We're still training her on other parts of dressing herself, but putting on her shirt, taking off her socks, things like that. She's learning how to do, and that is so. So the more independent skills you teach your kids, That's less you'll have to do, and that will help you manage your time as a work from home mom, so you can get a lot of things done, so you can focus on the work that you need to do to earn income while still being there for your child. And as parents, I think sometimes we forget that yes, our kids are little, and we will say things like, we'll say, well, we're raising kids, but in reality, we are really raising future adults. So a major part of raising future adults is teaching them how to be independent and teaching them skills that they won't that they can't where they can't do certain tasks by themselves, like make their bed, cook meals, wipe down tables, sweep the floor, mop, clean refrigerators, how to just how to fold their own clothes, things like that, just those types of skills. Because once they learn it and start doing things by themselves, it takes some of the load off of us. Yes, we're always going to be involved in training them up until the time they leave our homes when they become teenagers or early 20s. But until then, we can still teach them certain skills that will help them move towards maturity and independence. So teaching them life skills is can also help you manage your time as a work from home mom, because it makes things easier for you. Now, another thing you want to do is have a routine in place. Now, I will admit, this is something I failed at when I first became a mom. I did not do well with routines. I would set a routine, but then I fell off the wagon. I tried again, then it didn't work. But now I think I really feel that now I'm getting in a groove of things. We're starting to, my daughter and I are starting to get a little routine going, and I like how it's going for us. And I'm strongly thinking about homeschooling her. So that's another thing I have to think about as far as scheduling goes. When I really start to go full speed ahead into that stage. But I'm not there yet. Right now, I do teach her lessons that academics and things like that. Although she learns a lot of her things through play because she's a toddler, so I don't give her very strict formal schooling at this point. She's only 3 years old. So what I do is I go over different lessons with her, things like that during the week, but we do, but I do have her on a routine. It's not, like I said, it's not a rigid schedule that I have her on, but it's just a nice flexible routine where she will know what we're going to do next, what we're going to do after that, and so on and so on. And she seems to get the hang of it right now. So I would say, if you're a work from home mom and you want to manage your time wisely and balance the work that you need to do to earn income while still raising your child, it helps to have a routine. And even better, if you want to write it down in a planner or on a dry erase board and put it somewhere in your room or in the kitchen, that's also a good idea. And I personally don't really do the writing. I did it in the past, but I didn't always stick to it. But now I have an idea of what time we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that, because I usually go by usually I base it on the time that she wakes up. And I know now the average time that she wakes up, which is between 8:30 and 9 a.m. That's anywhere between 8:30 and 9 in the morning, she'll wake up. So I know, so I'll just give you an example. So since I know she's going to wake up during that time, I use that. So when she first wakes up, we do our greeting, and we do our cuddles and hug, and she wants to have a little playtime. And while she's greeting everyone else in the family, while she's going to everybody else's room saying hi to everyone else, I'm making our bed, because I share a room with her. We share the same room. And so I'm making a bed, I'm cleaning up, putting away trash, all that I'm doing before 10 a.m. Now, right before 10 a.m., once I do all the cleanup and everything, I'm fixing breakfast. So, and generally, our breakfast will consist of sausage patties, grits and eggs, just the basics, nothing elaborate. There are times when I'll switch up and we might do waffles, or we might do oatmeal with the sausage patties. That happens every once in a while. That's usually around 10. By 11 o'clock, I'm putting on her clothes, and I don't really give her, I give her a bath the night before, so we don't have to do this in the morning. And I like to do that because you never know what can happen in the morning. There have been times when the morning will come and I have to run an errand, or I have an unexpected assignment that a client brought my way, and I may have to work, spend a little extra time on. So I want to already have her dressed by before noon. That's part of my routine and my routine. I always like for the both of us to be dressed before noon. I'm not a big fan of being in my pajamas all day. It's just, and I like for her to be in her pajamas all day because she loves to go outside. She's an out My daughter is an outside kind of girl. She loves to get out in nature. That's her thing. if it doesn't matter if it's a park, to the store, if it's to the coffee house, she just like to get out and about. So I like for the both of us to be dressed by 12 noon. And with that said, we're going to take a short break and we'll be back with some more tips for time management for work from home moms. All right, this is the Hipster Mama. I'm Thea, and welcome back. So right now in this episode, we've been talking about time management tips for work from home moms, especially those moms who have little ones like toddlers or elementary school age children. So we're going to continue with some more tips. So the next thing I want to talk about is eliminating distractions. Yes, we do live in a very heavily digital age, and we're surrounded by screens, and more screens. And so I find for me that would be my main distraction. And I do a lot of work online, so it is for those of us who work from home, but a lot of our work does involve a screen. We have to work even harder to eliminate those distractions when we're trying to get work done for clients or if we're doing any other kind of online work. So one thing I like to do is to close out any tabs that have nothing to do with my work. And this took a lot of discipline for me to do over the years, is to just open up on time I would open up different tabs on my laptop as if it pertains to research or a certain type of work or certain assignments that I'm doing. That's when I'll have the multiple screens. But any other websites, I just cut them off if it's too much of a distraction. And so another thing I like to do is listen to podcasts while I do work. A lot of times it's podcasts that are inspirational. It might pertain to to my career. There are times when I listen to podcasts that deal with parenting and things like that. And I don't find it distracting because I find in my case it doesn't really bother me too much. But for those who are listening, if you find that a lot of screen time is taking you away from your parenting, if it's taking you away from getting a lot of your assignments done efficiently. One thing you can do is to bring your cell phone or tablet computer or any other device you might have and just place them in another room where you're not going to be doing your work and where you won't be with your child the majority of the day. So that way you will not be as distracted because you won't see them in front of you. And you're less tempted to quickly run to those devices every time you hear a notification or if the phone rings. And so when you get rid of the distraction for that period of time, you can then focus on the things that you have to do and you won't have to. And I found that I had to do that with my phone quite a few times. There are times when I would go to when I have to wash dishes or if I'm doing something with my daughter, I would just leave my phone in our room. I won't take it with me because I know how tempted I can get. I know what my weak spots are when it comes to screen time. So in order for me to get rid of those distractions, many times I would just leave my phone in my room and go and do what I need to do without that distraction. And so and but for some of you, the distraction might be radio or it could be TV, any kind of device or anything like that. Or it could be magazines. You may not even really be related to the screens. It may not be your distractions. Yours might be magazines. You want to look out for any of those time wasters. And I know for a lot of us, it could be social media. A lot of times we can get lost in Twitter feeds and Facebook feeds, Pinterest, and especially YouTube with all the interesting videos that get posted every day, just minutes every day, just all the hours that we can waste. So I find it very helpful to pinpoint any distractions that are sucking up our time that are keeping us from being productive, and we should strive to get rid of those, or at least reduce a lot of those distractions so that we can get things done. So that's another tip that I have. Another thing that would really be helpful in managing your time wisely as a work from home mom is to do some meal planning. Now, this is something that is fairly new to me. This is something that I have discovered recently. But I find that it does work. It really does work. One type of meal planning that I like to do is to meal plan right from my pantry, where I don't have to keep running to the store because I find that wastes time when I'm making repeated trips to the store. when really all I had to do was look inside my pantry and look at different staples that I had that I already had at home and make meals from those. So that's another tip that's a really good meal planning tip too, is instead of going to the store, unless you really have to go, unless you just really bare, unless your pantry is really, really bare. Because we've had times like that here at the house too, where we just have to make it to the store. Even for meal planning, we just have to get to the store. But if you have an adequate amount of food in your pantry for the week or even the next 2 or 3 weeks, instead of wasting time and money and going to the store, it is best to just take a look at what is already in your pantry, and you want to create meals from that. Also, another good thing to do as far as meal planning goes that will really save you time as a work from home mom is to do some batch cooking. This can include freezer meals. I think meals that will freeze pretty well. You can just do some batch cooking and then freeze it, and you have a variety of meals. They all might be made from one certain staple. But you're making different meals from that staple. For example, if you have ground turkey, you can make a variety of meals just from that. One night you might have the turkey meatballs and spaghetti, while another night it might be chili. Then the next day it'll be meatloaf. Or the next day it'll be sweet and sour meatballs. It could be just from that one staple, you can create a good week's full of meals. So that's another example of batch cooking. So some meal planning would come in handy if you are a work from home mom, especially if you're someone who has a lot of assignments and you have a very busy life as a parent. I was also reading that many homeschool families are doing have they find meal planning to be very helpful, because if you look at if the time that it takes to homeschool during the day, depending on how many hours that you're doing it, it's during the day, it could take up a lot of your day. And so they're gonna and then if your child is involved in homeschool co-op, or if they're involved in or if they even if they're not homeschooled, if they're involved in a lot of after school activities, and you have to shuffle the kids from one activity to the next, there are days when you just won't have time to cook an elaborate meal. So with meal planning, it really helps you get things done. It cuts down on the time that you have. That you can cut down on your cooking time, which means you'll have more time to spend with your kiddos, and if you're married, with your spouse or with your good friends, and then you'll even have more time to hustle with your assignments, with your work from home, with stuff with things that you have to do for income. So it really helps with productivity if you do some meal planning. Also, another thing you want to do is to iron clothes and take baths the night before. Now, the iron clothes I'm still able to do early in the morning because we don't go that many places, and a lot of my work is done from home. But you can save some time by you and the kids taking a bath the night before. And that way, the next morning, all you have to do is put on clothes, maybe brush your teeth, wash your face, the other aspects of hygiene, and iron clothes, and work on your hair and or blue makeup, and you will be ready for the day. And I really have found this to be very helpful. So I started including this into my new routine. So what my daughter and I do, I give her a bath at night. I take mine, and we're still refreshed the next morning. We're still just as clean the next morning, and all we do is put on our clean clothes and do our usual things for our routine, and it shaves off quite a few hours of our morning routine. We don't have a long drawn out morning routine because of it. And I found it to be very helful. So taking a bath the night before, ironing the clothes the night before, or you can even go so far as to prep your breakfast the night before. If your toddler usually eats a, or your school age children, if they usually eat a really quick breakfast, you can, for example, maybe oatmeal. You can actually make overnight oats, and that can be a quick breakfast that you can make ahead of time, and then your kids can eat it the next morning. If it's trail mix, you could prep that the night before. Whatever kind of breakfast foods that you can prep the night before. Breakfast burritos, if they're into that. Just the sausage patties, you can brown the sausage patties and put them in the refrigerator then the next morning. All you have to do is reheat them, and you're good to go. You can even, if you have the kind of coffee maker where it has a timer, you can set your coffee timer to have it brew on at the exact time that you wake up in the morning. You can do that the night before, and you will be set. And your work from home day with the little ones will go pretty smooth the next morning. If you can take care of some things the night before, if you can, because I really feel that that helps a lot too. And that brings me back to something my mom would do. She always ironed my clothes the night before. She would sometimes do my hair the night before, and I'll just wear a scarf, and I'll get up the next morning. I'll be ready for school. I have a lot of memories of my mom doing that. Because she was a working mom as well. Even though she didn't work from home, she was a working mom, and she a lot of times she would come home from work in the afternoon, going in some cases nighttime. So she was, and then there are times when she may have to be at work early in the morning. So she would always be prepared by doing things the night before. So there's one, and it's Mother's Day here, so I'm thinking about my mom now. So there's one thing I did learn from my mom is to always be organized and to be prepared and try to do as much as you can the night before. And so another thing that I think that would really help as a work from home mom as far as boosting your productivity and whatnot is social media automation tools. If you are a freelance writer, if you work in social media, if you are a YouTube content creator, if you do podcasts, if you do anything, do any kind of work from home assignments that involve, if it involves social media, freelance writing, graphic design, anything like that, it also helps to automate some of your assignments to different social media outlets if you need to promote your work. And I found one service that I found to be very helpful, and I use it all the time, is Buffer. Now, with Buffer, it's an automation tool, and with Buffer, you can schedule all of your posts. You can schedule your posts, I'll say, as far as a week ahead of time. Now, there's a free service that I use, and with the free service, you can schedule up to 10 posts at the most 10. So I'm using the free one, and that one you can schedule up to 10. Now, there's a paid version, which they call the pro version, and that one allows you to schedule a little bit more. I'm not sure if it's unlimited, but you can schedule a lot more with the paid version. But the one I'm using, the free version, you can schedule up to 10 posts. And you can schedule this a week ahead of time or 2 to 3 days ahead of time, and you don't have to spend your whole day sending this post this hour, then that hour, you send the post to this one, just being glued to your screen all day. You don't have to do that, because with Buffer you can schedule all of this ahead of time. So if you're a blogger and you earn some income from your blog, if you do affiliate marketing and you want to post to social media for the next 3 or 4 days because you're going to be out of town during that time, you can use Buffer to automate your assignments, and that saves you time. So you want to take advantage of that. There's others too. That there's other automation tools that you can use, like Hootsuite and CoSchedule. Now, I haven't used those two. I'm mainly familiar with Buffer, but those are two other automation tools that you can use as well. Also, another good way to manage your time while working from home as a mom is to set some working hours. I haven't always done the best job at this. It's only recently that I've really started to do this, but it does help to set some working hours. In other words, you're going to set the time that you're going to work, that you're going to focus only on your assignments. And if necessary, you set a timer on your phone, or if you have a regular analog timer, you can use that as well. Just set a timer for the time that you're going to work. And just focus on that. Just focus on and then while you are working, you can have some activities for your toddler, or you can bring or if they're school age children, you can maybe have them schedule some quiet time for them, or if they're at school, if they go to school, if they're not homeschooled, if they're away at school, then you probably have a lot more time during the morning hours to get your work done as well as housework, because you want to make sure you schedule in some time for housework as well as your regular assignments. You don't want to spend all day just focus on the job. That with that kind of with those duties of your job, you also want to make sure that the home is cared for as well. Now, if you have a toddler, you can still set your working hours, which you can just bring your toddler in with you and surround him with his favorite toys and books. At times, his on his little iPad, along with some educational videos, or his favorite little cartoons, or PBS Kids. I know a lot of times during the day, PBS Kids comes on shows like Sesame Street, Super Y, Dinosaur Train, and Splash and Bubbles, Pinkalicious, and Peterrific. All of those really good shows. My daughter likes a lot of those shows, by the way. So. So those are just some of the many ways you can entertain your toddler while you're working within the working hours that you set for working from home. So now once your working hours end, you want to shut down everything and attend to the to your child and or to your spouse or everything else that you need to do. You want to shut down your computer, if necessary, your phone too, and any other device you might have that's related to your job. If you just want to shut all of it down. And because that's when your working hours are over, and just leave that area, leave your workspace, and tend to everything else that must be done. And I find that once you do want if you do that, it can help too with helping you manage time. And it also helps you not be so glued to the screen during the day. It helps you with it just it kind of helps you set some boundaries. Because a lot of times as work from home moms, we tend to lose those boundaries because we get so excited about our work. Of course, we're excited about being a mom and caring for our children, but we also like to hustle too. We like to, especially for those of us who are excited about what we do with our work from home, with our assignments, we get so caught up into that, and we wonder where the time went, and we're like, what happened? Where did the time go? So if we set certain work hours in the morning up until a certain time in the afternoon or early evening, and then once those hours end, we leave our workspace altogether. We have to just leave, just walk out the home office and shut the door, and that's it, and say, that's it. I did my work for today. Anything that doesn't get completed, I'll do the next day. I'm going to now be fully present with my family. It creates some boundaries there, and once the boundaries are set, you can improve you can improve your time management skills that way when working from home and trying to balance motherhood. And another and this leads me to the next tip here is getting some time outside, some fresh air away from the house. Whether it's you by yourself or you and the kids, you want to make sure you have some time away from the house. It's very important in managing your time, because if you're cooped up in a house, or if you're cooped up in your home office working just staring at the screen or making phone calls, if you're looking at the four walls a majority of the time, at some point it'll mess with your head, and then your kids will not like it. They won't like it too much, especially if your kids are like my daughter, who loves to be outside. So always schedule some quality time with your child, getting as many hours as you can with your child in the middle of you working from home during the week. You never want to be out of balance. You want to always be fully present in your child's life. Always remember your true motivation for working from home, which was to so you can be flexible, so you can spend more time with your child where you can be fully present. So make sure that you are fully present during your non-working hours. You don't While you're outside playing with your child, you don't want to constantly check your notifications or trying to look for the latest video. And this is something that I have been guilty of, and this is something that I had to check myself on recently. I realized that I was doing a little bit too much, and I was not setting proper boundaries. So part of what I like to do is when I'm involved, what I like to do is just get away from the house, because it helps me, it helps my mind, and it helps my daughter as well, because she's able to really be active and stretch her legs and be free, and especially at the age that she's at. She's 3 years old. So at that age, they wanna run free. They wanna do somersaults and jump off the porch and ride a bike and play catch ball with you. And I don't wanna miss out on those moments of motherhood. So that is something that I would recommend. I would really recommend that you take time out to get some fresh air and to be fully present, and set some really good working hours. Set the times that you're gonna work, and then set a time for when you won't, where you're just gonna end your work day. And the reason for that is so that you can be there for your family, and so that you won't be a workaholic, and where work won't just define your life. And because you don't want to revert back to the rat race mentality. Part of why you wanted to work from home was probably so you can be there for your family, you can be present. So by setting some boundaries, even as a work from home mom, you're able to do that. And with that said, I'm going to end tonight's episode. Once again, I'm Thea from the Hipster Mama, and everyone have a blessed night.